Hello, welcome to the Fifth Quarter Podcast. It is Tuesday, December 11th. It's me, Nick, here with Johan and Hayden.
Hi.
You can introduce
what
yourselves.
Up, everyone?
Week 14 reactions, week 15 preview. What'd you guys think?
Hey, man, fuck the Dolphins.
It was a wild week.
The Miami
it was a
Miracle.
Wild week.
This is one of the best weeks so far in the season.
Interesting. Nah, it was an interesting week.
It was fun, wild.
All these things came down to the wire.
I guess we should probably start with the Dolphins and Patriots.
No. There's Johan a Thursday night football game.
There's a Thursday night game we got to talk about here.
Not that we don't. Do we really want to talk about it much? No, but
there's something we can do with it.
Yeah.
Consensus player of the week, everybody.
No.
What?
No. I'm not giving Derrick Henry consensus player of the week anytime.
Okay, well, my player of the week is Derrick Henry. 240 rushing yards, 4 touchdowns.
I got 238 on mine.
Including a 90.
So do I.
Okay, well, I'm rounding.
Seems
almost only counts in the horseshoes and grenades. Well, I've never gotten why grenades is in that saying. But horseshoes. What about flashbangs?
A 99-yard touchdown. I'd like
if somebody
to see
throws a flashbang in my vicinity, hit. I'm going to be like, oh, fuck.
I'll get to my pick later. I mean, the Derrick Henry run was nice. People were comparing it to the Marshawn Lynch beast mode run. It doesn't compare.
It doesn't because of the scenario in which Marshawn Lynch did that shit.
And Marshawn Lynch, I think he broke more tackles, too.
He broke like 11.
Yeah, and the Jags defense wasn't really giving full effort.
It was just a good cutback into a wide open lane.
Yeah. I mean, that's all. Derrick Henry's the only real story about that game.
Well, yeah. He really cares about Jaguars Titans. Let's be honest.
I think that's all we need to say about that.
Who cares about the state of Florida and Tennessee?
Well, it kind of has wild card implications. Tennessee's tied for a wild card spot with Baltimore, that team.
And
South
who
Florida
else?
And the Colts.
Orlando?
That's not Orlando. Tampa. Yeah, Tampa.
Mm. But
yeah.
Losing to the Dolphins. My team would never.
I mean, look, man, the Jags are a mess. They look like going into this season, man, after what they did last year, you would have thought that maybe this year they make that jump into being an elite team. You know, that defense. Blake Bortles was doing all right in the beginning of the season. I mean, they were
they blew out
Leonard
the Patriots.
Fournette. Yeah, I mean, Leonard Fournette was looking I don't know.
Actually,
Cody
Kessler
was your starter.
We spent enough time on this.
Yes, thank you.
Derrick Henry, player of the week.
There's so many other good games to talk about.
I'll go in order of what I see. Falcons Packers is next. Any thoughts?
Julio Jones is a beast.
Yeah, 8 for 106, 2 touchdowns.
I didn't watch any game, so I have nothing to say.
I watched this game a little because
I watched the whole thing.
I mean, the Packers looked pretty good in their first game under
Joe Philbin. The era of the Philbin has arrived.
Man, I don't know. The Falcons are weird because, I mean, if you look statistically, it's not that they play bad. I mean, Matt Ryan had, what, 3 touchdowns and a pick? It's not too bad.
262, pick 6, 3 touchdowns.
Yeah, and Julio played pretty well, but they still got smacked. And, I mean, going into Lambeau, you probably thought that they'd probably get smacked. But at the same time, it just – I don't know. It was just weird. That's for
you. I expected a fight from the Falcons. I mean, this was 34-7 at the start of the fourth quarter.
Oh,
yeah.
Goodness.
Aaron Rodgers only 21 for 32, 196, and 2 touchdowns. I mean, that's not – it's not gaudy numbers, but
he didn't have to throw the ball a lot. They did a lot of running.
I mean, the whole season for Aaron Rodgers has just kind of been a little bit of a disappointment. I'm not going to lie.
This is a disappointment.
It's definitely
been
a weird season for him.
This is a disappointment in a way, like, fantasy-wise. Like,
this
these
was
aren't
the,
Aaron Rodgers-type numbers, but it's like, it's the same
this
way
was a
Tom
duel
Ray's
of disappointing teams.
Aaron Rodgers, I mean, he's still playing like a top 8 quarterback, but the fact he's not playing like the best quarterback, I would say, is a disappointment in most people's eyes.
But, I mean,
he
look,
did
if
break
you're
the record for most completion or most pass attempts without a pick.
Look, it just seemed like the Green Bay defense kind of played well. I mean, if you can win, you know, you don't need Aaron Rodgers. if you're being real, do you really want your quarterback having to throw for 405 touchdowns each game? It's
no,
cool.
But I mean, it's not like they've been winning with him playing like this way either. So
yeah, but I'm okay with if I'm a Green Bay fan, I'm happy if this is how he wouldn't. If Aaron Rodgers only throws two touchdowns, then I'm cool. I'm chilling.
I mean, sure, but you're playing a Falcons team that isn't very good. So,
well, I mean, at the end of the day, they beat the Falcons with ease. They did what they had to do. They ran the ball almost 40 times. So that's why Aaron Rodgers didn't do much throwing the ball.
Yeah, I mean, I'd rather win like this than lose. So,
the air temperature in Green Bay for this game was also 17 degrees. So amen. That might have impacted the throwing of the ball.
And, I mean, if Aaron Rodgers didn't have to do so much next week, they got the Bears. And
oh, so, God. Oh, dear God. That poor man. Let's move on.
We're going to talk about them later.
I'll allow 15 seconds for the Jets-Bills game. Get it out while you can.
I don't even know. I know Josh Allen, he's run for the most yards in a three-game stretch of any quarterback, including... Yep.
9 for 101 and a touchdown.
That's all I have to say. I think that's all it needs to be.
18 for 36 for 206
yards.
It's
kind of shocking. I haven't seen any of his rushes, but the numbers are kind of crazy. All right, that's it
all
for that
right.
game.
Yeah. Panthers-Browns. The Panthers lose their fifth straight game.
But still in the playoff hunt. only a half game back. I mean, it's whatever. Baker Mayfield played really well in this game. That one throw downfield and double coverage. He's nice. I mean, for me, I don't really have anything to say about the Panthers. They haven't shown anything new or different than what they've shown the past 5 weeks. But the Browns are looking pretty good. I'm liking what I'm seeing out of them. I think Baker Mayfield is going to be a great quarterback in the future.
Christian McCaffrey has been balling.
Yeah, Christian McCaffrey's been going insane, but it hasn't helped at all. Hasn't helped the team win. But
so wasn't Cam
McCaffrey's
injured?
He's dealing with a shoulder injury. No one really knows how severe it is. But watching him play, it's definitely impacted how far he can throw the ball down the field. There have been a couple times this year where the backup quarterback has had to go in and throw Hail Marys at the end of halves because he can't throw it that far. I mean, he doesn't need surgery, which is good, but it's definitely impacting him throwing a football, which kind of sucks. And it's leading to the bad stats you see from him.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Give me a second. Y'all continue. I have to go do something real quick.
Okay.
Oh, I thought you guys
now that we've got
second, but now that Joe
now that we've
gone,
got the biased guy out of here, Ravens and Chiefs. This was an exciting one.
Okay, this game was awesome. Patrick Mahomes, he had that freaking insane no-look pass.
God, dude. Okay, well, hold on. No. I thought you were going to say something different. I didn't find that all that impressive.
Okay, no. If you look at it again, it's impressive. Most impressive
trust me, though. I've watched it like 50 times.
The most impressive throw, though, is where he's rolling to the right. This is the end of the game, I think.
Yeah,
like
the
fourth and eight.
Nine.
And he just throws it up perfectly and hits Tyreek Hill in stride. I think that was like a 50, 60-yard play. And I mean, it was incredible.
Whether it was planned or not, maybe whether it was lucky.
I mean, it was beautiful. That's all that matters. Patrick Mahomes
seems like a Hail Mary to me.
That's just hate. I mean, it was a perfect throw. I mean, was it lucky? Probably, but like the fact it was in stride, like.
I mean,
Patrick Mahomes is showing to be. I mean, I don't know where he's going to be in your MVP rankings, but. He's definitely my number one player in the MVP standings, and I don't think it's really close. I think Drew Brees kind of lost it.
Yeah. Lamar Jackson played really well, though. He kept his team in it till overtime.
He did. The Ravens, I mean, if it wasn't for that insane throw by Patrick Mahomes, they probably go with the win here. And, I mean, they're playing a lot better with Lamar Jackson as the quarterback. And, I mean
– yeah.
I believe they're what
I wouldn't be surprised if Joe Flacco is not on the team next season.
I wouldn't be surprised either. I mean, they don't need him.
Maybe he gets traded to Jacksonville.
Maybe that'd be an improvement for Jacksonville.
Yeah. And they wouldn't have to spend their first rounder on a quarterback.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because I know the Ravens can't cut Flacco because of the dead cap space they'd acquire.
Yeah, it wouldn't be worth it for them. I mean, the Ravens, I don't know what their ceiling is for this year. I mean, the AFC is tough. But, I mean, their defense, I would imagine they're still probably the number one defense in the NFL. Keep saying that every week.
They are still the number one scoring defense.
And, I mean, they took the Chiefs, one of the top three teams in the NFL, I mean, to the limit. And they're playing on the road, so
yeah.
They can beat anyone. It looks like. I mean, but
they can't beat anybody. They're probably trash, mad trash.
Perfect timing from Johan.
What game are you on?
Just in time for us to move on to Dolphins Patriots.
No, wait. What game were you all talking about?
No, Dolphins Patriots now.
Dolphins Patriots.
No. I just want to. What game were you all talking about?
We were talking about some irrelevant team called the Kansas City Chiefs.
Oh yeah, nah, that Patrick Mahomes is special. That defense stumped him and he still managed to make freaking no look passes and shit. But Lamar Jackson is he might get benched.
Patriots versus Dolphins. Or should I say Dolphins versus Patriots?
We're gonna Tom Brady played on the floor on this one.
Because we always put the winning team
so,
first.
So look, Tom Brady looked good on the road for the first 358 yards and 3 passing touchdowns. The defense played like shit. Good job, Brandon Bolden. You got Hope you enjoy watching the playoffs from home and not being on a Super Bowl contending team.
Was I the only one here who didn't know passes. Brandon Bolden was still in the league?
Didn't know. I found out when I got the touchdown.
Yeah.
Let's see. Hook and ladder passes can suck my dick. Rob Gronkowski, what the fuck are you doing on kick return or on a Hail Mary?
That's Bill Belichick, bud. Coverage. He didn't choose to go out there.
No, it is. And it is. And the worst part is that he walked the whole play. Until and that's why Kenyon Drake got to
and
step
then he
on
decided
him.
To run and
Patriots players can't tackle. Overall, I mean, next week's the Steelers game. Everybody else that needed to lose had to for the Patriots to keep their 2 seed. Do the Patriots lose Miami all the time? Yeah, 1-6 in Miami. Tom Brady's now 1-6 in Miami in December, or is that just in general?
In general, he's 7-10.
Should be in. Okay, 1-6 in Miami in December. NFL stopped scheduling us for December games in Miami.
Please.
And I think that's it.
The NFL didn't have to give the Patriots any more help.
True.
So, yeah, bad loss.
See, here was something I saw.
Tom Brady played well.
He threw the ball well, but at the end of the second half, he did the one thing he couldn't, and he took a sack and took his team out of field goal range without a timeout.
That's Tom Brady for you.
So,
take sacks.
I mean, that's kind of a big deal. He took 3 points off the board, potentially, for his team. It could have won them the game.
Eh. We'll be fine. We got a wild card loss to look forward to.
All right, well, the Dolphins inching closer to playoff, potentially.
If they make playoffs, I'm going to cry.
They don't have any of the tiebreakers against the 7-6 teams. I just want to say
it's
that.
Definitely going to be hard, but if you go take a look at the schedules in the playoff machine, some of them line up pretty nicely for them.
Yeah, but I mean, like I said, they're going to have to finish with a better record. I mean, the Ravens are looking good. They'd have to get in over the Ravens. I would be surprised if they did. It's going to be tough.
The whole thing for the Dolphins that helps them is they close the season hosting the Bills and then hosting the Jaguars. That's their saving grace.
But it's the Dolphins. Weren't they in this spot like a few years ago and
they had to win one of their final four and they lost out
against easy teams. So
I just like to say that they're 29th in rushing yards, so I expect them to lose that Bills game.
Hey, the Bills are sneaky not
bad.
And
the Bills I've told y'all this that their defense is literally
moving on.
A great
Saints
defense.
Versus Buccaneers.
I told y'all this.
The Saints win an ugly game against
the
Buccaneers.
The Bills' defense is elite, and if the Bills' offense was any good, the Bills' defense would be right there talked about with Chicago. They're not.
Okay, cool it, bud. Cool it there. I know you're not talking about Chicago being like Buffalo.
I am.
All right. This blasphemy needs to stop.
It's just that one has
Saints
Matt Nagy.
Fucking...
One has Matt
Bills,
Nagy.
When I call your fantasy team the Bills, you get all mad at me. Why is that?
I do. Because my team beat yours. And we have a better record. And we're in the playoffs. I beat.
Johan, go enjoy your loss
to
the Dolphins.
I'm not
shut up.
Moving on.
Shut up. We're moving on, Tobor. Saints versus right. Buccaneers. Saints win an ugly game.
This was a game. I think the Bucs were up like what? They're up by like
14 to 3.
They score a point after that. I mean,
James Winston passed for more yards than Drew Brees.
I mean, for this game,
is that shocking?
Kind of.
Jameis has to throw.
Jameis, he throws for a lot of yards, to be honest. He just makes some stupid mistakes normally.
Jameis throws for 269 yards a game. It's a shit ton.
Yeah, it's pretty good. I mean, as for the Saints, I mean, you got to win. Sometimes you just got to win ugly games, and that was one of them. Come back down 14-3 and win 28-14. I mean, that's pretty good.
The same because of a loss from another team, Saints regained the number one seed in the NFC.
Yeah, I don't think they can. I don't think they can keep it though, with that schedule coming up.
Oh, you think the five loss in a row Panthers are going to win against the Saints?
Panthers are good at home. It's not going to be an easy game. I don't think the Panthers win, but it's not going to be an easy game.
All right.
And then are they at home against the Steelers?
Yes, yeah. They are at home against the Steelers.
Okay, that helps them out a little bit.
The Giants blew out the Redskins. Oh, surprise, surprise. Does anybody care about this game?
Can we just talk about you're bad when Mark Sanchez has to be benched.
You know you're bad when you have Mark Sanchez on your roster.
Yeah, that's true.
6 for 14 for 38 yards. That is rough.
I know. I know Nick. We had this debate earlier. Saquon's a beast, though. Saquon is definitely I think he's the rookie of the year.
He's definitely going to win rookie of the year.
But that seems like a turning. That seems like you went the other direction from what you were talking about a few days ago.
No.
Wasn't it like last night?
I just said, I'll talk about the hot take I have later. Does the absolute best player always win the award? No.
Saquon's better, bro. He's better than Philip Lindsay.
Okay. Who won Defensive Player of the Year last year, Hayden?
I actually couldn't tell you.
Cam Jordan of the Saints.
Really?
Yep.
That's well, crazy. But the Saints were nice.
Who won Defensive Rookie of the Year, Hayden?
Was it Lattimore?
Yeah, Marshawn Lattimore. Was he the best rookie defensive player?
Don't forget Casey Hayward.
I mean, I don't like – I wouldn't have voted for him.
Exactly. Sometimes the best player doesn't always win.
Yeah, but we're predicting the future. Like, we're predicting ahead, so I'm going to think the best player's going to win it.
I don't think so. Colts versus Texans. I didn't watch any of this game.
Texans get their 9-game winning streak snapped.
But Captain Nick
thank God did. They did. Oh, we lose to the Dolphins, but like literally the whole day, I'm like, you know what? We lose to the Dolphins. If Houston and Pittsburgh can lose, it's all okay. But we'll talk about that Pittsburgh game later because
that was a fun one. I saw all the sadness in that.
I saw the end. But I'm like, if Houston loses, we're cool. And then red zone cut into the Houston game, and I'm like, we're good. We're gonna be fine, lads. And so we held on. We're holding on to our 2 seed. All right,
enough Patriots talk. You don't have to throw them in every game.
Sorry that y'all's two teams can't make the playoffs.
there's still hope somehow. Only half game back. But I say with that, we can move on to the next game. I'll let Nick introduce it because you might have it in a different sequence than mine. Nick? Hello? All right, we lost Nick.
Well,
so
moving on.
The next game. The Chargers, I mean, they continue their winning ways. They're 10-3. Phillip Rivers was all right. He did enough that game. And the Chargers, they got a big game against the Chiefs coming up. The game's not for the division. What was that, Nick?
That's going to be a fun Thursday nighter.
It will be a fun Thursday nighter. Yeah. Unfortunately for the Chargers, they still,
he just come back and leave. Yeah,
he's struggling.
No,
Oh,
it says you're gone from the recording.
I end up,
you're here. You're here. All right. Hey, if you're here,
I'm in the club.
So, I mean, the Chargers, I mean, they have to hope the Chiefs lose again, even if they beat them, because the Chiefs own the tiebreaker. So I don't know how realistic the one seed is for them or winning the division. But, I mean, they look like a really good team.
I just want to say that Jeff O'Driscoll, 18 for 27, 170 and one touchdown. He will pay for his crimes against is it West Elizabeth and New Hanover.
Yeah.
Yes.
That is correct.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
Good job.
He will pay for his crimes and Lemoyne. And just every surrounding. Arthur, I just need more money.
One more score.
But yeah, I mean, it's a good thing they won an ugly game. That's all that matters at the end of the day. Good teams have to, for you to be a good team, you have to win ugly
My
games.
Question,
must be nice.
If the Chargers won the Super Bowl, are only two people going to show up to their parade? Like, honestly.
Look, this is okay. So this is honestly what I hope, right? The Chargers beat the Chiefs, right? They have the same record. And I'm pretty sure they get the one seed, don't they?
The Chargers? The Chargers do not get the one seed. They don't own the tiebreaker.
They're still a game back.
Yeah, if they beat the Chiefs Thursday night. No, the Chiefs have lost two games.
No.
New England and really?
The Chiefs own the tiebreaker. I did this in the playoff machine this morning. The Chiefs own the tiebreaker.
What's the tiebreaker?
It's probably conference or division.
After head to head, it's division record.
Because they'd be 1-1 if the Chargers beat them. And then it would go to...
That's weird, though, because they'd have the same record and Los Angeles would have had the second game won.
The second game doesn't matter. Oh, it does matter, but it's not the... Winning the second
game
isn't more important than winning the first game.
Well, their divisional record might be even, which then it goes to conference record.
Yeah. And I...
And since one of the Chiefs' losses is to the Rams, they've got a better record than the AFC.
That's true.
Man, I really wish that the Chargers got that one seed, because that's my hope. If New England is second, but they have to go into StubHub Center,
it'd be half.
Don't be hating on the LA Galaxy now.
Hey,
sorry, we only talk about the
Atlanta United
MLS champions. Woo! Atlanta United around here.
We did it,
Joseph Martinez.
Atlanta's the city of champions.
We love you both. Well, no, hey. Good thing, though. It's good to see an Atlanta team or a team from Georgia can win at Mercedes-Benz.
Yeah.
The Falcons can't do it. Georgia sure as hell can't do it. But Atlanta United can. Also, Atlanta United's former home field, Bobby Dodd Stadium, home of the Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets. Coincidence? Oh. I think not.
I do want, before we get back to the NFL, I've got a little fun fact. After the MLS Cup ended, you guys both know the website Fanatics, the sports memorabilia site.
Yeah.
Joseph Martinez was the number one selling athlete for the next 24 hours.
That is what's up.
Including all baseball, basketball, and football players.
I want to buy one of his jerseys. Well, Atlanta fans have shown out. It's good to see that. Everybody says that Atlanta's that LA is a bigger soccer town or Houston, where all these Hispanics live. As if I'm not one. But Atlanta has shown to be a passionate town and a better team.
I would just like that's the first
NFL
time.
Stadium StubHub Center only got like 30,000 and that's it. That's cool. But we out here refilling up 70,000 for a team in its second year in a row.
Yeah, it's definitely
beautiful.
It's awesome.
It's beautiful. Back to that.
Back to the NFL.
Now done with football. On to the football.
The Broncos lose to the 49ers. Then a disgusting game.
Basically killing the Broncos.
George Kittle is a beast. Seven receptions, 210 yards, and a touchdown. He was 5 yards off the record for
held by Shannon Sharp
for tight end receiving yards. Yeah, but I think that was all in the first half.
It was.
And then Kyle Shanahan came to him and said in an interview, this is what I heard from the fantasy footballers talking about it. They're like, yeah, Kyle Shanahan then came to say, that's kind of my fault you didn't break the record. You were 5 yards off. So it kind of sucks, but hey,
Kyle Shanahan can take
beast.
A lot of blame for messing up
but
certain games.
I mean, look, I expected Denver to win this game.
Same.
San Francisco has a bad defense. Philip Lindsay played only 14 for 30 yards. I mean, that is rough.
No, my best player.
Definitely his worst game of the season.
So I mean, I don't. Case Keenum's not. hasn't been so hot, but I'm pretty sure the Vikings would rather have him than Kirk Cousins. But hey, what do I know? So yeah, I mean, ugly game. I guess that basically takes Denver out of playoff contention in a way. They're mathematically still in, but
they're not making it. I do have a little fact about Philip Lindsay. He's number one in the NFL for yards per carry.
Is it not Aaron Jones anymore?
Nope. Aaron Jones is number two at 5.6. Lindsay is at 5.8.
What is Philip Lindsay?
5.8. Ooh. He's on pace to break the rookie record for yards per carry. So, just a little tidbit for you. Eagles, Cowboys. Fuck this game.
The Eagles got screwed.
They did.
How about the Cowboys? Opening, am I right?
I think it was the opening kickoff where they recovered the fumble, and they're like,
"No, it wasn't opening. It was like late in the game, if I remember."
No, the kickoff to start the game.
To start the game.
Oh, sorry, I was talking about the one.
No, there's multiple times we can talk about, but yeah, Cowboys fumble the opening kickoff, and there's five Eagles around the football, and replay said they can't determine which
team recovered.
There's five Eagles around the football and no Cowboys players.
I thought that was later on in the game.
No, it wasn't. Opening kickoff, bud.
Dang.
What you're thinking about, I think, is the pass interference. I forget who was on. It was on an Eagles
Dallas Goedert.
Yeah, Dallas Goedert.
They deemed pass interference against Jeff Heath because he lifted his arm over Jeff Heath's head to break on his route.
Now, ultimately, that call didn't end up mattering. It didn't end up mattering because the Eagles scored on the drive, but Cowboys fans love to say how the NFL goes against them, but they definitely got some favorable calls this game, no doubt.
The NFL's got to keep their biggest ratings boost around for as long as possible.
That's true.
It's disgusting.
And
that's their biggest
how the game
ratings
ended
boost.
With the but the tipped up pass. And it was
Rasul Douglas
Cooper.
Jumps the route, bats the ball, but it gets tipped right to Amari Cooper.
That's just unfortunate. Probably how the Eagles season ends right there. The Super Bowl champions. I'd be surprised if they made it to the playoffs.
I just wanted to say that Eagles Zeke done. Had 12 receptions. 12 receptions for 79 yards.
Well, and then
28 for 113. He's been balling.
Dak Prescott, he played. Give him ball. I mean, look at his stats. It's not terrible, but he had some pretty bad throws in this game.
He did. He missed Amari Cooper deep a few times.
Yeah. But, I mean, the Cowboys, they got a big win. It looks like they're going to win the division.
Yeah. They're shitty division.
Yeah, I mean, if they win two more games, I believe they clinch. So
I think if they win one more, depending on other teams, they clinch.
True. It would depend on,
If the Eagles lose again.
Yeah, or the Redskins. But, I mean, the Cowboys, I mean, to be honest, they're getting hot at the right time, and That's all you can ask for your team at the end of the season, really.
Can I say, am I the only one who hears way too much about how good of a route runner Amari Cooper is? Am I the only one that seems to hear that a lot?
I mean, I honestly haven't heard it that much.
I swear to God, when I was listening to this game, every 5 minutes, did you see how good of a route run that was by Amari Cooper? Look how clean that slant is. Oh, fucking cool. You can run a slant route.
I watched most of this on Red Zone, so I didn't hear the commentary. But
neighbor can run a slant route. That's not hard.
But Amari Cooper seems to be playing a lot better on the Cowboys than he did the Raiders. He has more of a spark now. And I mean,
it's the Cowboys. They'll be a first round out.
But the thing is, you look at the Cowboys' standpoint. I think giving up the first round pick for Amari Cooper has been worth it so far. Yeah. It's definitely helped their team.
Assuming they can re-sign him.
That's true. But, I mean, for this year, I mean, they wanted to get in the playoffs. That's why they got him. So, we'll see.
Have fun losing in the wild card round, Dallas. Go fuck yourself.
So, I do know Joe Hahn wants to talk about the Steelers and Raiders, and he'll be back. So, we'll talk about the Lions and Cardinals.
Oh, did he go bye-bye again?
Second. Yeah. I don't really know if we can stall on the Lions and Cardinals that much. Really
Lions-Cardinals. What a fun game. Fucking next. Rams versus Bears.
Yeah,
this was.
So this was definitely the Rams' worst game of the year, but the freaking Bears, that defense.
Wait, did y'all talk? Did y'all not talk
about
this?
Oh, he's back.
We waited for you.
We skipped it.
Oh, well, I'm
here. All right, good.
Okay,
we had to stall on Lions and Cardinals for 2 seconds, and it wasn't good.
Ew. All right, so Pittsburgh-Oakland game.
Crazy game. Big Ben goes down. He apparently was ready to play, and Mike Tomlin didn't put him in for a few drives because the flow of the game. I don't know what that's supposed to mean.
Nah, I got an alert from Bleacher Report. Let me check. But what I read was that it was he didn't want to put him in because he wanted to wait till the painkiller started working.
Well, he said flow of the game in the press conference. That's what I've been hearing.
I don't know. But I read that it was that he just didn't want to put him in until painkiller started working. But
whatever it was.
Like myself a good Percocet.
The ending of this game is kind of wild, though. The Steelers, they get Big Ben back. I believe in his first drive back, he marches down the field easily and gets them a touchdown to take the lead. And then the Raiders go. They march it down the field, score a touchdown with like 20 seconds left. Yeah. And then after that, the Raiders, on a hook and ladder play, they give up like 60, 70 yards and give the Steelers a chance to kick a field goal at the end of the game to tie it up. And the kicker slips.
Comedy of errors.
It was pretty funny. It was pretty funny.
I was watching the end of that game at a restaurant, and everybody started cheering when the Steelers got the ball and scored. And I'm like, oh fuck, damn, they're gonna do it. We're gonna have to play for a wild card, and it's over. And then
Patriots again.
Derek Carr marches down, scores a touchdown. John Gruden's all hype. I'm like, good, Spider 2 wide banana. That's what I'm talking about, baby. And so then the Steelers do the hook and ladder play. I'm like, fuck, this sucks. It's going to be a wide open field goal. And then Chris Boswell gets ready to kick it and slips and then kicks it. And I'm pretty sure either he kicks it and still gets blocked.
He slips.
I'm just excited. I'm cheering. I watch the agony of all this other people cheering for the Steelers. They're also cheering for the Eagles, but they lost too. Go Dallas. And so, yeah,
fuck you.
It was a beautiful night. And it was just beautiful to see the Oakland Raiders win a game that benefited the Patriots.
Thanks for that riveting commentary.
Always got to bring the Patriots.
It was awesome. I do, because that's the only reason I was cheering. You'd never catch me cheering for the Raiders in it, unless...
Oh, the leading rusher in this game was Doug Martin on 2 yards a carry.
For what it's worth, Derek Carr played well, 25 for 34 and 2 touchdowns. So good to see North Guineto and Jared Cook, 7 for 116.
Represent.
Yeah.
All right. Back to Rams Bears, the shit show of the week.
I thought it was fun.
Imagine, look, a defensive imagine game having... is
fun and all, but when it's just offenses throwing pick after pick, it gets boring.
So I didn't get to really watch this game. Can somebody explain if all the picks and everything, was it just bad decision making or was it just the
defense? There was one point. Mitchell Trubisky threw a pick at his own 30, and the run back probably went back to the Bears 20. So Jared Goff was given 20 yards to the end zone. First play, he snaps the ball play action to Gurley. He stares down Robert Woods for like 5 seconds, throws an out route, and there's like two corners sitting right in front of him because he stared him down for the entire play. It looked like Jared Goff forgot how to play football.
He hasn't looked right since Cooper Kupp went down. I'll tell you that.
It should have looked like he forgot how to play football. It looked like Hayden at quarterback at Kennesaw, except you're playing against the Rams were playing up against the actual defenders.
You're taking shots at me with football?
No. I'm just saying he didn't play like an NFL quarterback. Okay, well you can take it as offense. Jared Goff played like trash. You throw 4 interceptions.
So you say he played like trash. Hayden, would you say the defense caused him to
I'm going to say a little bit the cold weather and probably just bad decision-making. That's what I would
He looked like he was playing Madden. He just chose the route he wanted at the start of the play, and he just stared down that route the whole time.
But, I mean, it could be something like – because this was his worst game, and he was playing on the road against a elite defense, I would say. I mean, the fact the Bears are able to hold the Rams to 6 points, I consider that impressive. And – I mean, I don't know, Jared Goff, like, we need to see more from him still. Luckily, in the playoffs, you probably won't have to play in a cold weather place. It's either going to be in L.A. or in the Superdome. But, I mean, I still want to see more out of him. He still needs to prove it for me.
Man, even Todd Gurley struggled. I mean, 11 for 28.
Now, that was all the Bears' defense right there.
It was. The Bears didn't let him do shit.
If you didn't believe in the Bears' defense, and now you believe in them
if
now.
If you would have told me Trubisky would have thrown 3 picks in this game and they would have won, I would have been surprised.
But see, that's what I was telling y'all in the beginning of the season. I'm like, this defense, and everybody knew, I mean, like, they're top 10 defense, but, like, all you needed, like, was this defense can keep you in games and it'll win you ugly games. That's how good this defense is. If you just give them any chance, if they can keep you in games, and that's what they did, and you win 6-15, good teams win ugly games. I keep saying that because fuck the Patriots. I mean, now the Rams have to play away from home, and at the moment, I mean, we already saw them lose once in the Superdome, so who knows? But yeah, I think that the Rams
have one more shit show to talk about.
All right. So, yeah.
All right.
Seattle, guys.
The Monday night game. Minnesota-Seattle.
Russell Wilson, guy's a beast.
Well, he had his worst game of the season.
That's okay.
Yeah, that interception he threw, that was terrible.
That was rough.
It's okay. He could be Kirk Cousins.
That's true.
Oh, God. Kirk Cousins is the bottom 20 QB in the league.
Oh, yeah.
Which is outside crazy, the top 20.
If you ever think about it, the way Kirk Cousins was talked about, like, preseason, it's like he's a top 10 QB, he has potential, and then,
who said that? Who said that?
No, I'm just saying, couldn't be me. Because, we were all saying, I thought that them adding Kirk Cousins, I'm like, this is going to be, he's been okay at Washington, he just never had the pieces to play well. I mean, here he has what we thought was a solid defense, and he has probably one of the best receiving duos in the league. He has Dalvin Cook and I can't think of what the other running back's name is. Latavius Murray. Yeah. Who are pretty good. So, I mean, he has a good offense, and he sucks.
He can't win. I think he's only won one primetime game this whole year, and it was against the Packers.
He's like 4-24 against teams above 500.
Yeah, it's bad.
Even Case Keenum could do better than this.
So, I mean,
because he did.
The question is, I don't think Kirk Cousins makes them a better team than what Case Keenum did.
He doesn't.
Like, honestly, and Kirk Cousins has proven he can't win big games when it matters. The Vikings have been on national TV a lot this year, and
the Vikings should be running away with a playoff seed.
They definitely should.
Like, the NFC playoffs should be locked up.
Like,
but they can't win.
The Vikings, yeah, like they're going to be competing with the Panthers, the Packers, and the Eagles for that last spot. And if they don't get it, that's pretty bad because all those teams are slumping. So
they have the Dolphins, Lions, and Bears next. They won 2 of those, but that Bears game, I don't know.
Bears game?
Are we sure they win 2 of those,
yeah,
though?
Yeah, I mean.
Yeah, I mean, they're not losing to the Lions or the Dolphins.
Yeah, are you sure about that?
Yes.
I remember way back when in week three – we were all, there's no way the Bills are going to beat the Vikings, and then they shut them out.
Yeah.
It's just that Bills defense, baby.
I could see this team, this Vikings team, losing to the Lions and the Dolphins.
I could see them losing any of those games, to be honest.
Lions, yeah. Dolphins, and Bears, oh my.
Which is helpful for the Panthers, if that happens. But
helpful to the Dolphins, if the Dolphins win.
Yeah, that is also true.
I mean, like, Seattle
fins up. Fins
this
up.
Was a disgusting game. I didn't watch it. Luckily, I saved my eyes from whatever that was.
A shitty defensive game.
But yeah, I think for me, probably the play I knew, I'm like, this Kirk Cousins guy kind of blows, is that play where he's about to get sacked and he just tosses it back to, I think it was Dalvin.
Yeah, that was
and this is how you know that the quality of players of the Vikings, it's just on Kirk Cousins. Latavius Murray somehow got past like 3 defenders and managed to get like a 2-3 yard gain, and it's like good to see somebody's competent on this offense. Because whatever the heck that was disgusting.
That was disgusting, man.
Stephon Diggs.
That was some
He goes up and makes an incredible play, and they can't even score a touchdown on that drive. They don't even get any points.
Yeah, they get shut out at the goal line.
Like, that was the play of the game for the Vikings, and they, besides garbage time, because that's the only reason they got 7 points, Stephon Diggs made the play of the game for them, and they can't get anything. And it wasn't even a good throw. It was just a good catch.
I mean, good job, Kirk Cousins, for at least getting, like, a touchdown at the end, you know, padding
good job for getting your money.
Looking like Matt Stafford out here.
I mean, like, Pat honestly, Stafford. Yeah, like, you look at his stats, like, oh, he didn't do that bad. But you watch the game, he was terrible. He was really bad.
I mean, I've never thought highly of Kirk Cousins. I also remember,
you know,
like,
I
a
did.
Year and a half.
I'll say that. I did. But that's probably because the Washington Redskins, like, completely shut out RG3.
Mm-hmm.
And that's because they kind of rushed him and got him to tear his ACL because they didn't put, you know, many good players around him. But, hey, for Kirk Cousins, they had a great O-line and everything. But I'm not going to talk about that because RG3 got shafted, in my opinion.
I know, just me and Hayden are on the same page for this. We both think Kirk Cousins isn't a top 20 quarterback.
I thought he was because I remember going to, like, we're doing a preseason prediction. Kirk Cousins is going to boost his team.
Right now, that's what we think.
Oh.
Hayden, would you agree with that?
Top 20 might be pushing it, but I at least know there's, I think, 16 or 17 other quarterbacks I'd rather have than Kirk Cousins.
I'm just going to look at the whole, okay, Kansas City, Pat Mahomes is better.
Oh, we already know the whole thing.
Better.
Yeah, no, it's going to be a while before you get to
Nick Bullitt.
We're not calling Cowherd. We don't need to do this.
Yeah. So the Seahawks, they probably clinch a playoff spot with this. Not officially, but
I think they pretty much did.
It would take a catastrophic collapse for them not to get in.
I'd also like to say, a year and a half ago, I said Matt Stafford wasn't top 10, and I got a ton of shit for that.
I mean,
we're just learning a lot this year, man.
Yeah, I mean,
I think I'm vindicated now. Matt Stafford's not top 10.
Yeah, he's probably not top 10.
He's definitely not top 10. Not anymore. All right.
Is it time?
That's an argument for another day.
So right. It is now time.
That was your week 14 review. An exciting one.
All right. Well, now, guys, it's time for the That's a Lot of Damage Player of the Week. Not presented by Phil Swift or Flex Tape or Flex Seal, Flex Cover, or any Flex Seal family of products.
I'm going to go first on this. I'm curious what
right,
Joe Hunt's going to do. But for
I think
me,
I know what you're both going to do.
It's Patrick Mahomes. It is freaking Patrick Mahomes. The way, like, I watched that last drive he did, and the fact, like, there was the no-look pass, obviously, which was insanely impressive. And then I talked about this earlier, the freaking pass where he rolls out to the right, throws it up, and he hits Tyreek Hill in stride. Like, that was incredible. And we want these young quarterbacks to go through adversity and see how they handle it. And he freaking led the team. He willed the team to a win right there and got them the game, which was then the game tying drive. So that's why he's my player of the week. It was an impressive performance.
I can see that.
Yeah, I'm Baltimore has been a really good defense this year. I mean, first in points allowed.
No way.
You know, in case you didn't know, they still are. Wow. Yeah.
Incredible.
And then
you mean to tell me Baltimore is the number one scoring defense?
Yeah.
Insane.
And holy shit.
They're third in passing yards. I mean, so this is a challenge for him, and for the most part, Baltimore held him down. I mean, 27 points is
that's good. That's not much. Good holding the Chiefs
to
that.
Patrick Mahomes has shown that he can take some challenges. I'd like to see him play the Bears. Because their defense isn't good, so Mitchell Trubisky, Matt Nagy could probably put some points on that team. So
in Seattle, so that'll be fun.
Yeah, but I guess Seattle has been
defense has been stepping it up, definitely.
Yeah, I mean that should be a good game. Russell Wilson, hey, that's gonna be a hot take. I'm gonna say the Chiefs lose that game, but when we get
there,
I could see it.
All right, well, let's move on. Johan,
I have a lot of faith in
the
Seattle Seahawks. So that's a lot of damage players of the week is a player that I never thought I'd talk about as a player of the week. It is Amari Cooper, who I shitted on his.
That's fair.
Other than like his first two seasons, I shitted on him. But 10 for 217 and 3 touchdowns. He's been a godsend to this Dallas team. I mean, Dak Prescott has been looking better.
Trash.
I mean, for the most part, Dak Prescott has just improved with him on that team. And Amari went from, if I'm correct, He only had, like, I want to look up his stats, but Amari Cooper has just been different on this team, and it seems probably because they're trying to get him the ball. They know that a player with potential like him, you know, needs to get the ball. Listen to this. He's number five in PFF wide receiver rating. 641 yards since he became a Cowboy and six touchdowns. That's
impressive.
I mean, he was not doing anything like that with the Raiders. Okay, so here's the stats, right? CBS Sports. With the Raiders, 6 games, 22 receptions, 280 yards, and a touchdown. With the Cowboys, 6 games, 40 receptions, 642 yards, 6 touchdowns. Even if you force-feed him the ball, he has been making plays and just doing everything, and he's just helped out this team a lot. And they've won every single game since they've gotten Amari Cooper. So kudos to him, player of the week, whatever. It could have been an ugly game, but...
They lost to the Titans with Amari Cooper.
Oh, right. Yeah. I'm sorry. Forgive me. Was that their first game? Yeah, that was their first game.
Because everyone hated on the Cowboys after that game.
I'm sorry. But after that game. All right. So after that game, they've won every game since. And, I mean, they've looked really good. And they're now division leaders. And who knows? I mean, the way their defense has been their defense has been solid. Their offense is looking good with Zeke and Amari Cooper. So maybe they make – maybe this is the year Dallas –
Yeah, freaking Amari Cooper with
shut up.
Almost shut your 50 fucking mouth. Fantasy points.
But yeah, that's my player of the week.
Ugh, you're turning to Skip Bayless.
I'm
he
not.
Already is.
Yes, you
He's
are.
He's the Skip Bayless.
I like LeBron. LeBron.
Just for a recap, Amari Cooper for some schmuck that likes the Cowboys, Patrick Mahomes for Hayden, and I picked Derrick Henry. Moving on. It's your 5 minutes of fame. Enjoy
the official NFL power rankings.
Not official.
It is official.
Not official. We are not affiliated with the NFL in any way.
You can call Roger Goodell right now. He won't answer though.
Why would I want to talk to him?
Yeah, you probably don't.
Oh yeah, I want him fired. Not talking to us.
All right, guys, are you ready? Is the anticipation real?
Sure.
All right. Not so really. Coming in at number five, a new team to the power rankings all season. The
Panthers. New
team. All the Panthers are on there at one point. But the Chicago Bears. I mean,
couldn't have been my power rankings. Have the Panthers.
Hey, when they're 6-2, they deserved it. But nonetheless, Chicago Bears coming in at number five. I mean, when you beat the best team in the league when turning the ball over 3 times and hold them to. I think 6 points.
6 points, 2 field goals.
And their previous low was 23 points. So, I mean, that's pretty impressive. And, I mean, the defense, like I said earlier, is probably the only elite defense in the league that can, like, actually, like, that I trust to stop someone. And, I mean, they beat the best team when their quarterback wasn't playing well. Trubisky didn't have a great game, and they still beat the best team in the NFL. And, I mean, I think that's impressive to me.
I love their defense. Their defense is so beautiful to watch.
It really is.
This team to me is still somewhat of an enigma, though. Because, I mean, they totally manhandled the Rams. But then they gave up 30 and lost to the Giants the previous week.
Yeah, but that happens. Chase Daniels.
I'm just saying. It's just kind of weird. Imagine if they hadn't lost to the Giants in overtime and blown that massive lead to the Packers week one.
They'd be
– What his team would be?
Oh,
they'd be the one seed?
The Rams and the Saints.
Yeah.
Same record. But – I mean, ifs, you can talk about ifs all the time.
Yeah, exactly.
Close games decide the NFL.
They do.
So moving on to number four, the Los Angeles Chargers.
Good teams and ugly games.
So, I mean, they're definitely...
Yay!
They're definitely the most underrated team in the NFL. And I'm not going to lie. I haven't seen too many of their games.
Their fans haven't either. Neither have their fans.
That's true.
What fans?
Well, there's that one fan that gave us a bad rating on the podcast because I like to talk crap about the Chargers.
Did somebody actually do that?
So.
Yes.
But I mean, they have
couldn't have been me.
The Chargers, they still have a chance at that one seed. It's gonna take a little bit of luck, obviously.
Oh, they're gonna need a lot of help.
But I mean, if they beat the Chiefs this week, Chiefs also have to play in Seattle, which we talked about. It's a possibility. It is definitely a possibility for them.
It is a possibility that New England on Championship Week walks in too. A neutral fan.
All
right,
New England's not in my power ranking, so you can leave.
Just shut up, Johan. Nobody cares about the Patriots.
All right,
I'm being attacked.
God, old I get
my
over here.
I get my Dave bias, but Hayden got his few weeks of bias when they're 6-2.
Old head yells at Sky over here.
We can start off a loss, okay? All right.
So, a big L to the Dolphins.
So,
yeah.
Number
fins up, baby.
Number three, Kansas City Chiefs. I'll be honest, I consider them putting them at the number one spot, but I couldn't do it. I mean, they're definitely...
Why not?
Because I think the Rams and Saints beat them, that's why. They're definitely...
Because they did beat them.
I mean...
They also won an ugly game this week.
They did, and I mean, I think they're a really good team. They're one of the elite teams in the NFL, one of the three elite teams that could win the Super Bowl, and I wouldn't be surprised if they did. I think Mahomes is the 2018 NFL MVP. I think he's got that locked down. He's shown everything I need to see from him. And the defenses seem to be playing a little bit better the past few weeks, which is a good sign for them going into the playoffs. Anything you guys want to add?
No. I agree with your ranking so far.
All right. So now, number two is the Saints. Still kept them at two. For me, 1-3 was very tough.
Nah, man. I can't agree with this.
The Rams scored 6 points, four interceptions. They almost had more turnovers than points.
I mean,
Hayden, the Rams have been playing ugly these last weeks, bro.
I get that, but I'm still taking them.
It's going to take the entire Rams team to legit leave the NFL for you to take them off number one.
They got to keep Tlaib back, okay? Their defense looked a little better.
Who cares? Old head ass.
I mean,
Barcelona goal! Hooray!
The Saints freaking lost to the Cowboys, and, like, I mean, you have bad losses, okay? It happens. It happens. It's the NFL. It happens. I didn't hurt the Saints last week for losing to the Cowboys. Bad losses.
Yeah, because the Cowboys are good.
But, okay.
Yeah. Later.
What I will say is, I mean, the Saints, their defense is playing great, which is what teams need to do in December and in January and February. They're allowing 13 points per game and 24 sacks since week 10, which both rank first in the league for the Saints, which is impressive. I still like the talent on the Rams more, though. I still like their talent more. I'm going to ride with talent. And
man, the NFL, the only place where you can validate a list based off potential, not off of actual results.
I mean, that's what kind of power rankings are, really. I'm looking forward.
I base power rankings off results.
I mean, you can't just use head-to-head games to determine power rankings.
To justify which team is better? Damn, what kind of world?
I mean, then why aren't the Patriots on my list over the Bears? You guys didn't argue about that.
Because they just lost to the Dolphins.
There can't be...
I mean, I would have kept them top five, but that's just me.
You're biased.
I'm biased.
There can't be too much recency bias in my power rankings, okay? I've had the Rams better all along, and they lost a tough game on the road in Chicago against a good team. I trust the Rams more than the Saints. I really do. I really do. I understand the hate. I get that, because the Saints could easily be number one, but the Rams, I think, are the better team. They have more talent on defense and offense.
Why isn't that talent resulting in wins?
They're tied for the best record in the NFL. What do you mean it's not
but
resulting
why
in wins?
Don't they? Why don't they have the one seed?
They will get the one seed. They will get the
why
one
don't
seed.
They currently have the one seed? I'm not talking about hypotheticals.
Yeah,
I'm talking about results.
Rams. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Because all that talent gave them an L.
It's one game.
And guess what the playoffs are? One game.
All right. And the Rams can easily win that game. And I think they would again. I think the Rams would win. That's why I have them over the Saints. If you're putting these teams on a neutral field, who's going to win?
The Saints.
I don't think so. I really don't think so. What have the Saints...
I'm just Jared Goff.
What have the Saints shown the past 2 weeks? Honestly.
Wins!
There's one loss. And the Rams, they're both 1-1 the past 2 weeks. I mean, it's not like the Saints, they're not playing that much better than the Rams right now. They're really not. There's nothing to justify putting the Saints over the Rams, and they both played pretty bad.
Except for the Saints beating the Rams.
That's one game. I still think the Rams are a better team.
How do you decide tiebreakers in the NFL?
I don't care head about to head that. Matchup. What team's better? Just because you beat
the Saints?
I don't think so. I don't think one game decides that. I really don't.
Your type of person is if they play again, the Saints win. Oh, you're going to keep the Saints below them again because I think if they play again, the Rams would win. Just a constant cycle.
I mean, I've been consistent. That's what I believe. The Rams are a better team. They're the better team.
Yeah. If they're so much better, why aren't they winning? 6 points couldn't be my best team.
The Saints scored 10 against the Cowboys.
That 10 is more than 6.
I mean, okay, cool, but I mean, I think the Rams are better. That's why they're...
Johan, get in on this.
Damn. Messi's not even playing and Tottenham's down 1-0.
Bro, have you seen Barcelona's starting roster? I've never heard of any of these people before.
I mean, Dembele scored, so it's that makes sense.
Well,
Coutinho.
Well, yeah.
I don't know.
I said Dembele scored. Yeah. I know Coutinho and Dembele are both playing, but who is Sesa Beto? Who's Miranda? Who are these idiots?
Miranda Cosgrove. She's iCarly.
Wow, this is a hard
Michael Jackson?
Left turn.
Damn. Hey, look at Harry Kane. You know, if there's one thing I'd
like
to
do.
I'll show
you my Harry Kane.
We need Harry Kane to just do more speaking interviews. That man's voice is disgusting.
Does he sound like Kermit the quarterback?
Oh, man. Well,
Welcome to ESPN Deportes. We talk about football.
Yeah. Because fuck football. It's football around here.
Yeah. I bet you Real Madrid would never lose to the Dolphins.
You know, they probably would. They probably would in disappointing fashion.
All right, whatever. Hayden's dumb little power rankings are over.
Yeah, I'd still I would have gone Chiefs 1, Saints 2, Rams 3.
The Chiefs – oh, but the Chiefs lost to the Rams.
Yeah,
okay.
That's Nick's
argument. And I agreed with you having them at 3.
I still would have just gone Chiefs 1 because of I think the Rams have not been playing so well the last few weeks.
The Chiefs are playing better than 1 and 2 teams the past few weeks, definitely.
Than 1 and 2 teams in the past weeks?
Than the Rams and Saints. The Chiefs are playing better than the Rams and Saints the past few weeks.
So why didn't you put them out first?
Because I recency bias isn't biggest factor in my ranking.
Somebody got stumped.
No, I didn't. Right,
well,
I just gave you the answer.
Moving on. Hey, shut up. Moving on.
And
Nicholas,
I do apologize for soccer taking over my power rankings. That wasn't supposed to happen.
No.
Fuck the Spurs.
Hey, I like pop. Moving on.
I think you meant
who?
I think you meant
basketball Spurs.
Nick, you have MVP rankings for us.
Number one, Patrick Mahomes. Number 2, Drew Brees. Number 3, Phillip Rivers. Number 4, Todd Gurley. Number 5, Jared Goff.
Yeah, I was going to say Pat Mahomes.
Jared Goff
is
still 5?
Locks down.
Yeah.
I'd say Patrick.
I'm not going to let recency bias impact my power rankings.
It
seems
like
you don't care about recency bias, so that's why I was surprised.
Huh. Did you say Russell Wilson anywhere in there?
He'd be like number 7 or 8.
Yeah, well, I think that he's not going to win it, but Russell Wilson's play has
been
right.
He might be over Goff for me. I think I'd rather have him in the top 5.
I think
for
me, if I have some dark horses, probably I'd probably throw in maybe Zeke in there.
I'd have Andrew Luck in there. So.
Yeah, I'd have Zeke and Andrew Luck. Because Andrew Luck, I mean,
Zeke?
Zeke has been playing well. That's just me. Okay, fine.
We're not having an ugliest player contest here.
Okay, look.
Bro, you want to talk about Captain Neckbeard?
Look, I agree with your take about.
Ugly as hell.
No, not that. I agree with you talking about,
Oh, we better keep his helmet on if he ever wants to get married. Whew.
Okay, well, we'll move past that. Let's move on to week 15 Pigskin Pick'em. Y'all ready, or?
You have to stall a second.
I'm ready. I'm
stall
ready.
For a minute?
Yes.
Thursday night game. Chargers Chiefs. The big one.
I can stall for a minute.
Yeah, just stall
the big one. Johan, who are you taking?
No, Hayden needs me to stall. Let me
I'm gonna go with the Chargers. I think it's their time to all shine.
Good.
The 22 starters and their 21 fans of the Chargers.
For me, I mean, I say the Chiefs win this game. And they've struggled. They've lost in their two biggest games this year. They're not going to lose their three biggest games of the year. I think they win this.
Melvin Gordon is still doubtful for the game, and they lost Austin Eckler, so that impacts their running game a lot.
Let's be honest, a toddler could rush for 100 on this Chiefs team.
Yeah, I mean, Justin Jackson might be all right. Because I know that there's – sorry, I got him and Josh Johnson confused. This should be – so for the most part, we all agree that this should be a shootout, right? Like for the, it should be.
Yeah. Oh, it's definitely gonna be a shootout. I don't see the Chargers' defense stopping the Chiefs.
Yeah, I don't. No defense has shown that they can stop the Chiefs.
I say low 30s, high 20s.
Texans versus Jets is the other game.
You know what? I'll take the Chargers on this one.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm the only one.
Yeah,
Chiefs. I say this is what's going to happen, right? I say Melvin Gordon becomes a surprise start, and he plays really well. He runs fine. But I think that maybe Joey Bosa or Casey Hayward makes a play that wins them the game. I think one of those two will make a play that will win them the game. But I think it's going to be a close one.
Turnover prone Patty Mahomes throws a free one.
Yeah, I think look, for all that he is, I mean, he's made a lot of impressive plays. If it's Patrick Mahomes, just I have full confidence in whatever he plans to do. So, but yeah, I mean, Philip Rivers should have a good game. Same with Melvin Gordon and who knows, maybe the Chargers offense. I mean, defense steps up.
When you said Melvin Gordon. I thought he was going to be out. Is he going to play?
No, I said he's doubtful. I said my prediction, he's a surprise start and plays well.
I don't think he plays. I'd be surprised.
If he doesn't play, then probably Chiefs win. But I don't think it's going to be a very – I don't think it's a blowout. If it's,
oh, it's not
7 points,
blowout.
Yeah, I think 3-7 is probably the margin in which I feel this game will be decided.
What
so,
is
yeah,
the line
I'm taking
for this game? It's not showing up for me.
3.5
for the Chiefs. All right. So yeah, they actually they view Chiefs. Those teams as pretty even then. Okay. Wow.
Yeah, I mean, you'd expect that Arrowhead to be a little more favored, but guess not.
All right. I like Vegas giving the Chargers respect.
So yeah. All right. Moving on to the Houston New York game. Houston wins.
Houston. Yeah,
we don't need to spend much time on this. Yeah.
These two are Saturday night games, so Houston,
which is
New York,
nice. I like the Saturday games. That was 4:30.
Last year was a Chargers Chiefs and Kareem Hunt went off. It was really cool to watch.
Johan, what's the line for this game?
6 for Houston. Houston are 6-point favorites. I think they cover. I say Houston.
Yeah, they'll cover that.
Yeah.
Browns Broncos also on Sunday.
Saturday.
Oh, Saturday.
That's
yeah.
Saturday Night Football. Who gets this? The NFL Network showing it. Damn, yeah. They should probably. So, I guess. Yeah, nobody. I guess CBS doesn't.
I rolled with the Browns last week. I'm gonna roll with them again this week. I think they get that 2-game winning streak.
I'm gonna go with the Broncos this week.
What's the line, Joe?
It is 3-point. Denver's 3-point favorites at home.
Interesting. Okay.
I think Baker's been playing pretty well recently. Nick Chubb has been running well, and I really want to take Cleveland on this one.
Do it,
because I mean I don't know. It's just Cliffy. like there's something about Denver losing to San Francisco in an ugly mm-hmm. manner that kind of threw.
I think the Browns are peaking too. They're playing really well.
I'm gonna take Cleveland on this one.
All right.
Maybe Baker plays really well. But, yeah, Denver's defense isn't as good as it used to be.
Hey,
so.
The Browns have a 0.02% chance of making it to the playoffs. So, I believe.
Damn, you're saying there's a chance.
All right, moving on. Cardinals visit the Falcons.
Falcons are going to win. How much Falcons. Are the Falcons favored by?
I hope none of them trip over the confetti that Atlanta United left on the field.
Yeah.
Only confetti, you know, Falcons players are going to see.
Only no, they saw confetti at Super Bowl when they lost to the Patriots.
Oh, again. It's only confetti they're going to see again. Yeah.
But, yeah.
Consensus on the Falcons here.
Yeah.
And what Arizona's was the line?
Falcons are 8.5-point favorites. Arizona's just such a trash team. Like, Josh Rosen, 10 touchdowns, 12 picks. I mean, 68.3 rating. Oh, my gosh. Man, he looked so good coming out of college. He looked like he was ready.
He's too cocky.
And, he just hasn't played well. I mean, David Johnson hasn't gotten anything going. Larry Fitzgerald isn't playing well. I mean, this team is just
a mess. Enough on the other cargos. Yeah,
so I'm going to take the Falcons on this one.
All right.
Tampa Bay, Baltimore. Baltimore, 8-point favorites.
Baltimore, fucking.
You skipped ahead. Okay.
No, oh, sorry. Because I was looking at the score.
I was very confused.
All right. So, sorry. We'll get to that in a little.
Well, I'm taking Baltimore.
Lions. Yeah, let's all pick Baltimore.
Yeah, I'm taking Baltimore. Question, though.
No.
Will Jameis be benched this game?
No.
Probably.
Because this is probably
bench him. If they bench him, they're stupid. They're might as well away. See what they got.
Yeah, they're away, and they're playing probably one of the best defenses in the league. So Jameis is going to be turnover prone. It's not a question. He's going to be turnover prone.
They win.
In this game. Yeah. Blowout? Right.
Nah.
You guys taking the 8 points?
I pass. I'm not going to bet on that. I wouldn't bet on that.
So Lions, Bills, another ugly game. I'm taking the Bills at home.
I'm going to take Pat Stafford.
Yeah, Buffalo 2.5-point favorites. All right. The Packers visit the Chicago Bears. Oof. Soldier Field. 5.5-point favorite. This game, I thought this game would probably end up being like a Sunday night football game, but I feel like this one has more potential than Philly, Los Angeles, but that's just me.
I guess they didn't want to flex out of it.
They should have, but what can you do?
I'm surprised the Cowboys aren't playing in prime time, but I guess we'll get to that.
I'm going to take Chicago.
I'm going to take Chicago as well.
I think this will be a close game.
I am also taking Chicago. That Green Bay offensive line is going to get absolutely manhandled.
All right, so we got a consensus on that one.
God, dude, that's not going to – Rodgers might get sacked in the double digits.
Moving on. The riding a one game win streak.
Raiders play the Cincinnati Bengals. I'm not wasting my life on this game.
The Raiders I'm
taking the Bengals.
They're gonna mess up tanking at the end of the year, so they win.
Joe Mixon's gonna ball.
They can't get anything right.
Jeff O'Driscoll O'Driscoll and Joe Mixon.
Shut up, Johan. Cowboys Colts.
So like I said, it's kind of crazy. This game's at 1:00. You normally don't see Cowboys games at 1:00. Especially when they play a team with a winning record. I don't know. This game's going to be close. How many are the Colts? How much are the Colts favored by?
2.5 points.
2.5, okay.
I'm taking the Cowboys.
So I just wanted to say this. This is too much time for the Jets, but Jets report has Isaiah Crowell, Trenton Cannon, and Eli McGuire as did not practice. That's their three running backs.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't, but I'm just saying that's just funny.
Getting back to this game, Cowboys won.
You know, just notice it's a 1 p.m. game. Yeah, I'm going to take the Cowboys.
It's only like I said that twice.
Yeah.
I know, but I don't know why I forgot.
Cowboys, moving on. Tennessee Titans, New York Giants.
Giants are 2.5-point favorites.
Giants are going to win. Let me say, the Giants are fucking up their tanking so badly. They ruled themselves out of playoffs in the
weeks. Are there any quarterbacks you really care about in this draft?
Justin Herbert. Drew Locke.
Yeah, no, I can wait a year.
Really? You want to stick with Eli Manning again?
No.
What's the point? Wasting a year, Saquon. Odell.
Trade for Teddy Bridgewater.
He's not good.
Get Nick Mullins. Get Nick Mullins. Trade for Joe Josh Flacco. Rosen. Get Joe Flacco. Joe Flacco would probably more.
Okay, well, hell, even quarterback. You're just making your draft pick worse. They're not getting playoffs.
Joe, I have a question for you.
Yeah.
What if the Giants make it to the Super Bowl with Joe Flacco as their quarterback and they beat the Patriots? What would you do?
I wouldn't doubt it because I've always said that playoff Joe Flacco is one of the greatest quarterbacks I've ever seen.
I just think that'd be funny.
No, Jacoby Jones, playoff wide receiver, is some. That's something else.
Don't forget. Oh my God, I forgot his name.
Mike Tomlin tripping Jacoby Jones in that game.
There was also. He's a wide receiver for the.
Mike Wallace.
For the Ravens that year they won.
Oh.
Anquan Jacoby Bolden? Jones.
What'd you say?
Anquan
Boldin?
Yes, Anquan Boldin. He played well that year. I remember that.
All right. Team is he on now? Retirement?
He was on the 49ers, and then I think he retired.
But yeah. I'm going to take the Giants on this one.
Same.
Yep, Giants fuck up everything, so.
Hey, Derrick Henry going to run for as many yards as he did?
I'll take the under on that one.
Yeah.
We did the Buccaneers, Ravens, Redskins, right. Jags. I'm taking the Jags.
Fuck.
Okay, Johan, you're getting a little. All right, hard, but we'll
I'll take the
you.
Jaguars.
Well, didn't we already did the Baltimore? I'll go with the Baltimore game.
Fins up. Miami beats the Vikings.
Wait, what is the over? Oh, 7-point Jacksonville. Yeah, makes sense. Yeah, I'm gonna take. What's the Dolphins? Oh, yeah, Dolphins. Sorry, I did skip that. I'm taking the Vikings on this one.
As fins much up, as baby. I want the Vikings to lose,
I think the Vikings will win.
Actually, you know what? I'm going with the Dolphins.
Yes. Yes!
No, that's not happening.
Kirk Cousins is going to play a terrible game, and the Vikings are going to regret that contract even more. I see it happening. I see it all blowing up for the Vikings.
I'm so down to bet this.
I don't have any money, so. I'm about to lose $20 from Nick for the Panthers.
Yeah, I sent you the Venmo request.
I'm not going to do that until later because I forgot how bad the NFC playoffs were. So
I'm down to bet on this.
Man, I remember making that bet. All they have to do is go 9-7. It doesn't even matter if they make or miss playoffs. Oh, so easy.
I'm down to bet on
this. It was a good bet for me at the time. That was before
that. See, exactly. I knew what was going on. I knew they were frauds.
I mean, they just lost some close games.
Nick, you down to bet some food on this game? Nick, you down to bet some food on this game?
No, I'm going to take my one meal from you and be gone.
Wimp.
Thanks for betting on the Browns.
I thought Tyrod would take him to the promised land. I'm sorry.
God, you people and your betting. You don't think with your heads.
I don't.
Bro, the Panthers were 6-3. I think they're 6-3.
I listen to my heart.
When we bet that. Like,
they're 6-3. And look who's laughing now.
Moving on.
Hey, they could still
make it. The Seattle Seahawks visit the San Francisco 49ers. Seattle's 5.5-point favorites on the road.
You moved on to this game, Johan?
Yeah, yeah.
Can you stop that conversation for this game?
I'm picking the Seahawks.
I think we all are.
Yeah. New England's going to beat the Steelers next.
No.
Really? You don't think that requires more?
Big brother.
This is the game of the week. We have to at least talk about
this. I don't know why this isn't Sunday night, but that's just...
Because I think CBS probably paid a lot of money to keep it.
Why is this not show? This game, sorry. So New England's a 1-point favorite on the road.
I'm gonna go with the Steelers. Yes. I think the Patriots are gonna sting a little bit from that loss to the Dolphins.
No, I'm gonna take New England.
The Steelers are mad that they lost two straight, and I think they show it.
I'm gonna take New England, but it's gonna be an ugly win like last year, where it's gonna take
some
magic.
BS.
Yeah, it's gonna take some BS to win. Yeah, I'm also worried about
the catch rule. So.
I'm also wondering if James Conner is going to be back because they're saying he's also doubtful. So, I don't know. Maybe, I guess, if you don't have to focus so much on the run game, which the Steelers have had for all season, you just shut down Antonio. But at the same time, Juju's right there. So, I think it'll be a high-scoring game.
Like, you guys have had to play at Pittsburgh twice now the past 2 years.
You know what? No, you want to know what's something funny? Every time we play Pittsburgh the last few years, they've been missing somebody. Whether it's Lev or it's Antonio, somebody's been gone, somebody gets injured.
Is that just a coincidence, or is Bill doing something?
I don't know. You think it's not my fault? You think Bill told one of the Chargers players to roll up James Conner in an uncomfortable way? Oh, my gosh.
Yes, I do think that.
I'm kidding.
And he's probably going to sign him.
But, yeah, I expect New England to win this, but it'll be a high scoring game. Juju will probably. I think Juju will have a big game.
Juju on that beat.
So yeah, I'm gonna take New England. What about you, Nick?
I already said New England.
Oh, okay. I didn't hear you.
Thank you. Next.
Oh. All right, moving on. The LA Rams are 9-point favorites against Philly on Sunday Night Football. I am taking the Rams on this one. They should demolish the Philadelphia Eagles.
Yeah.
Their offense has been just horrible the last few weeks, and their defense can't stop shit. And who knows? Maybe Jared Goff has a good game.
It's going to be blowout city. Like, it's going to be bad. It's going to be bad.
Yeah, 9 seems a little low, but you got to. I guess they're going to respect former Super Bowl champions. Moving on, Monday Night Football. Dun 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 dun. The Saints go to Charlotte to visit the Carolina Panthers. Panthers are 6-point underdogs, so the Saints are 6-point favorites on the road. Mr. Brower, resident Panthers fan, what's your take? Who are you picking?
So I think this game's gonna go. The Panthers are gonna fight the whole game, keep it close. And the Saints are going to rip the Panthers' hearts out. I say the Saints, I say they win with a field goal at the end in a close battle.
Ah.
Because the Panthers
Saints win well by 10.
Whew, that's a difference. That's a nice number.
Take. It could happen, but the Panthers play well at home. So I'd be surprised if the Saints win by double digits.
So you're saying Will Lutz calls game?
Yes.
As opposed to Grant Gano.
It's probably very similar to how the Panthers-Seahawks game went.
I really don't
want to say it to be more like the Seahawks-Cardinals game from a few years ago.
I don't want to say it's going to be like... I don't want to say New Orleans loses 2 out of 3.
Dude,
I don't want to say
John Tottenham missed an open goal. Oh, no.
Beautiful. Absolutely beautiful.
No.
Actually, no. I need Barca to lose just because it's Barca.
My obese four-year-old neighbor could score that.
Johan, you, it seems like
what'd you just... Oh, my gosh.
Oh, no.
That was horrible.
No. It was an open goal.
Would Torres have scored that goal?
Yes.
Oh, man. That's how you know it's bad.
Dude, Hayden would have scored that.
All right. So, yeah. I don't think New Orleans makes – I think that they don't – I don't want to say they lose 2 out of 3 in the last few weeks. I also don't think they make it out of the Steelers-Panthers these Steelers-Panthers games without getting a loss. So it's either they lose to Carolina or lose to Pittsburgh, and I'm going to go with
– ooh, will he do it?
Dun, dun.
I think New Orleans –
say it.
Loses this game. I'll take Carolina on this one.
I like where you're.
But
thinking.
I think that they'll.
Wow. But I'm not a hopeful fan anymore, so I can't say that.
I think the Panthers are gonna get absolutely smacked Week 17. I'll tell you that at home they're gonna get in the Super Bowl. I think they're gonna get absolutely smacked, and I'll take that. I think it's gonna be over 14 points that the Panthers are gonna lose. But that's just me. So.
We'll see. I'm liking that you're picking the Panthers.
I think the Saints win the next two. I think that they go on a tear after losing this game.
Well, I mean, it's always tough to beat a team 2 times in 3 weeks, the same team.
Because if I'm correct, they're going to be – if they lose this game, right? Let's see. Where would they be in NFC standings? They'd be second. Okay, let's still keep it. So, I mean, yeah, for the most part, they're truly in control, but they'd lose to the Rams. But I think that they could probably go on a – I think that they'll lose this game, but I think that they'll be perfectly fine. I think they could still make the Super Bowl. So, score wise,
they're one of the Super Bowl favorites.
What is the over under? 51.
51.
It's a lot.
Wow,
it's a lot. 51.5. I'll say the Panthers win 24-21.
Saints are going to win like 33-23 or some dumb shit like that.
I say the Saints win 30-28.
All right, well, guys, wraps up the show, basically.
It's a good show, guys, except for that random soccer talk.
Yeah, no, people care. I just want to say sorry. I've been going in and out of the show, just some things happening. So, yeah, had to leave for a second. But, yeah. Yeah, thank you guys for listening to the podcast.
Hey, these are very important soccer games here. Tottenham has to win to advance.
I just wanted to thank everybody who listens because we passed our record number of plays this week.
We did.
We reached 3 million plays.
That's not true. Because our sponsor, would have absolutely dished out the monies if we hit 3 million. I don't think we need to do this. If we hit 3 million plays, I wouldn't be doing a podcast again. I'd be just living it up somewhere.
Do you guys know what we need to do? When the Super Bowl is in Atlanta, we have to like go to like First Take or something, hold down.
Oh hell no!
Oh yeah. I'm down to do that. Yeah, I'm down to do this.
We agree on camping out outside the First Take place if they come to Atlanta.
We have to make a sign with our podcast on it too.
Yeah, we got to.
Oh hell yeah!
But yeah, thank you guys all for listening.
What's whiter than some white kids camping on a sidewalk?
Hey, there might be a Hispanic kid joining y'all.
Hey, I'll talk to my agent. I'll try to get us on the show. Maybe like
this man said, talk to his
your
agent.
Your dad, Kelly.
Agent's myself.
Oh, look at you,
Russell.
Managed. But yeah, thank you for listening. Please recommend this show. Hey, rate our show on iTunes, Apple Podcasts. Share it with people. Just spread the word. Listen.
If you
to...
want, tell them you hate soccer, so we don't have to talk about that.
Oh my God, that's not the truth at all. We love soccer. Everybody loves soccer.
Tell them.
So, yeah.
Atlanta United.
Hayden. Hayden. If I ever hear you talk about supporting about Atlanta United, I'm just gonna recall this.
Yeah.
Call you saying I hate soccer.
I don't hate soccer. I didn't say
yes,
I hate
you do.
Soccer.
You know what? I think this goes into your racist rhetoric. You just hate minorities,
Okay. No. Thank you for listening to the Fifth Quarter Podcast.
I'm sorry.
We'll see y'all next week.